This week on Clown College.
So, we're going to go back in time a little bit. Years back. This was around middle school, and I was still a fat child. I remember the day like it was yesterday. My mom gave me my first phone, which was a flip phone. And the reason she gave me this was because of the normal reason that everybody got a flip phone, because they were too scared of you looking at porn and sex and weed and all other bad shit, maybe even people dying. And you thought that stopped my black ass? Hell fucking no, man. I'm a fucking rebel. You know what I did? I went down to the dollar store. I said, I ain't no bitch. And then I went down to the man. I was like, let me get this cell phone right here. And that was the start of a new chain. Then I got another cell phone. Then my mom even gave me another cell. And I started hiding phones everywhere through the house. You know what I mean? So when she would come to me, she'd be like, son, hey, I like your new flip phone. I'd be like, yeah, you have no fucking idea. Now I wait till like 1 o'clock in the morning. Everybody sleep. That's when you can pull out the phones. I go under there, grab it, look at it, and then we just yank away. Yank, 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 yank. And then we see some other shit, too, that pops up that we weren't. Oh, and then my mom started knocking on the door.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make your sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while to fit down the clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ.
Well, we had fun at the water park. It's the white curse.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Did you have fun, Brandon?
Man, you know, it was life-changing.
Brandon, you learned how to swim.
Yes, I did.
You tightened up your swimming, huh?
Yes, I did, and it wasn't in anything. It was in the wave pool, man. So now I know I do that ocean shit, man.
Mm-hmm.
So I could be like the lifeguard saving.
Yeah. You should cutting out.
No, I got it now. It's good. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Brandon almost got taken out to sea in the wave pool, man. I thought he was going to be the first death ever at that
I got scared at first because, like, dude, so they have a thing that when the wave starts to form, it goes like beep, like a big ring. And if you're not the best swimmer, you hear this ring, you're going to fucking run. And that's what the fuck I did. So I ran all the way down to at least the free-foot pool with the kids, and I got smacked the most out of everybody. Ass whooped.
That's when they started peeking, dude, and they would just crash. And fucking hit Brandon in the chest. He was like,
He did that exact face. Yeah, he was so mad. He was like, what the hell?
Yeah, man.
What the fuck? Dude,
it was too much for a minute, man.
By the end, you were Aquaman, huh?
Oh, yeah, I was a fucking pro because of you. You helped what? Me because you were like Brandon. All you got to do is paddle and do that.
Move the water, yeah, manipulate the water. Yeah.
Yep. And then you said, and then one
Don't
thing
worry
you
it,
said this.
People.
You put your arm out. You're like, hold on to my arm for a second, man. Yeah. And that helped.
Okay, so you said that Dom taught you how to swim by saying that you had to paddle and move the water. What the fuck did you think it was before?
But you don't know it until you're in there, JJ.
Yeah.
He just needed to realize if you just move the water, move your feet a little bit.
Yes.
See, when I first started swimming, that was my problem. I didn't move my feet enough, so I was just using all upper body strength. It's probably why I'm massive and swole now. But
I will. You are both of those things, but not in the way that you're implying.
But, yeah, you got to move your feet a little bit. Makes it way easier, right?
Yeah. It was way better. I mean, at first I thought I was going to low-key die, but we made it, man.
Yeah.
Because it was 6 feet, so... Yeah,
6 feet from the
exactly.
edge.
Well, you can drown in like half a foot of
water.
Oh,
I agree. Mm-hmm. You could drown in the sink. Fall. You could drown anywhere, man. You could drown in the shower.
You could drown in the shower?
You can.
It'd be hard.
If it got clogged up. And
if you just stood right there in front of the fucking thing.
You didn't care about life. You opened up your nose holes. It's over. You're a
your
damn
nose
fucking man.
Open them up.
Man, that was a crazy-ass experience. Then you tried to get me on the slide thing. That's for another day. Those
but the thing about the slide, man, is that there's no deep pool at the end. The one, there, not even all of them go into a pool, and the one that did was like mid-thigh level.
Mm-hmm.
You would have been fine, dude.
Yeah,
dude, were you worried you was going to fly off the slide?
Yes, I was worried because I had a bad experience last time when I was at Point Mount as a kid. So I was trying to impress the lifeguard. Thought I was I don't know why when I was a kid, I thought that when I was eight and shit, I would try to talk to older people. It was weird. But I got on the donut, and I started going down. And instantly, when I went halfway down, I flipped over. Mm-hmm. So now the donut is riding me, and my face is like just scrubbing against the floor. And then I fall in and start panicking and drowning because I'm short back then, right, and fat. And then she comes out and saves my ass. And I'm like, damn, I was trying to impress you. But whatever, and I didn't swim after that. That was it.
You did the old Revenge of the Nerds thing, let her revive you, get a kiss in.
Man, I should have done that. I wasn't thinking back then. I should have acted dead.
So you just slid down the thing on your face?
Yes. Yes. And, dude, I feel like I was going to fly out. And I feel like next time, especially now that I'm much a bigger, massive guy, if I flip around, I could die and fly out.
What's wrong with y'all today, man? Why you guys just trying to be like, I'm swole as fuck, dude? I'll beat everybody's ass.
Show up, Brandon.
Look at that.
Oh, my gosh. It looked like you got shot, dude.
It's hot, Dave. It's hot.
It's hot, Dave.
It's hot out here, folks.
It's a motherfucker.
I'm sweaty. You should have seen me at the park, man.
So that's where y'all went to the pool. So Brandon went, you know, he went to another pool party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He doubled up on the pool in the day. Mm-hmm. Did you go in the deep end?
Oh, dude, the deepest pool they have is 5 feet, thankfully. Yeah, I went with my girl in the community pool in Harvest, and man, I had a blast.
Is that a public pool or is that
it's in a gated community.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I did about 2 hours in there. Mm. Then I took off, had a good time, went home, got back in the water, the shower. And I went to bed. Actually, I listened to like music videos till 3 a.m. It was fun.
I know why he did that.
Yes, you do. We had a great time, man.
He doubled up on something else.
He doubled up on the
crowns.
Yeah, the crowns, the caps.
The jewels.
And stems.
Yep.
You catch the drift.
Yep, like royalty, man. You got to have that cap.
Yep. Or graduation.
Graduate.
Baseball royalties have game. Caps. They have crowns.
You said who?
Crowns.
Who has crowns?
Royalty.
Oh, royalty. Yeah, man. Like, you got
the one who brought up the crown. It's just strange.
King Charles.
Who's your favorite, like, king or queen of all time?
Ooh. My favorite king?
Real life, though.
Oh, man, you got me. I was going to say Burger King, man. Let me think.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn, man. I guess
I'm Dairy Queen over Burger King, dude.
Gang, I got to agree with that because the fucking blizzards. I love
blizzards. The blizzards.
Bad take. Dude.
But my favorite king, I mean, damn, man. My favorite king. Maybe this is the only one I know. King, what is it? There's a King Charles, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's the new king.
I think there's a few of them, dude.
Oh, yeah, shit. There we go. I'll pick him.
The new one or the old one?
The new one touches kids, so I think the new one you would like.
New one?
I don't think his son did or nephew.
Allegedly.
No, his brother.
His brother?
Prince Andrew was the one touching kids. Not Charles. Wait, Charles killed Prince his Andrew. Wife.
Wait, who's Charles?
He killed Princess Diana. Charles.
You said Prince Charles or King Charles?
Prince.
He used to be Prince.
Well, who's the king now? Who's Charles. The leader?
Oh, shit. Is Charles
that the
old is, man?
He's the one that killed Di.
That's the
Oh, he
king?
Killed Diana Ross?
No, it was the queen.
I mean, my
she
bad, not
him.
Diana Ross. Who was the queen? Princess Diana? Man, fuck him then. I can't be his favorite.
Nah, I don't think
he's
he did
the one
it. He just divorced her.
Oh.
Oh, he divorced her.
Well, this is the one I know, so
why'd they divorce?
He was fucking somebody else, Camilla.
Okay, well, dude, he's a fucking king, man.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to do? But he liked Camilla more. I don't know why Princess Di was like that.
Yeah.
She was that bitch, you know.
That's insensitive to call her Princess Di, dude.
Why?
She did die.
Dude, you know what I hate more than anything? I know people shit on, like, Disney adults and stuff. Adults who are obsessed with the royal family... Even if you are from Britain, that I understand.
That's more.
But if you're over here, bro, you're fucking dude.
Mm-hmm.
Skill issue.
Like
bro.
They watch that. What's it called? Coronation. And it's like 8 hours.
Damn.
And people Bridgerton. Lived on that shit. I know a girl actually from here. And she's like all up on these people.
Yeah.
And they don't even matter anymore.
We're 48th in education, man.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't got a lot of smart people out here.
Dude, they had that map going around. It was like the IQs based on states. And I didn't even see like what all the other states was. I just looked at the bottom two and they were right by each other, Alabama and Mississippi.
Oh, dude.
And they were bottom like, it was like, I think it was like 94 was Mississippi and 95 was Alabama. And everybody else, nobody had anything lower than 90. No, there's one other one. I think it was Arkansas. Was like 97.
Oh, dude,
damn.
Yeah,
it's fucking Arkansas.
Yeah, but
I
everybody
think the
else
average
had 99.
Is like 100.
Yeah.
Damn.
We're 6 points below that. Makes sense.
We're going to get up there.
There's never been like a president from Alabama. Nothing.
Wait, really? No?
Wasn't it Jimmy Ever. Carter?
Where did he's from Georgia. From?
Oh, close enough.
He's a Georgia boy, dude. Well, I just got so excited, man.
Why?
I forgot we had this
bad boy right here, dude.
We're going to open some Pokemon cards,
dude,
man.
This is about to pay for
all our cameras.
Cameras.
Pay for it all.
Yeah, rainbow.
We get a rent key light.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah,
gotta get
we're going to get the secret rare Rainbow Charizard live. The Pokemon TCG Paradox Rift pack.
Show it up there.
Now let me show you, dude. This is how you do the pack trick for this series, dude.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you. Oh, dude, I feel like an actual Poke. I feel like Logan Paul.
Don't rip the cars now.
Oh, not, please don't, man.
Oh, dude, you don't understand. They make them hyper durable these days. Damn, I feel like Brandon right now, dude.
Yeah, this is me with the...
You got to pull
sorry,
like
guys.
This.
You got to pull like this. This normally doesn't happen.
Man, I'm going to collect myself. Oh, fuck. My bad.
Damn, Brandon, you got scissors over there, dude.
Dude, right here, you got a pin. You can poke it.
I got a safety pin.
Damage.
I got a Tic Tac, man. If you want to like,
that's
try to poke it.
That's not a Tic Tac.
I mean, what thumb tag? My bad.
Oh, I got it. I got it. You want to poke it? I got it. My bad. Sorry for the delay. All right. So guys, right. This is
one at a time.
You open it, and this is the first card you're gonna see. This is the trainer card, dude. And in all the cool videos, they show them because it has this code on it. And people, if you like Pokemon and you do the website thing, you can get the code off of that. So giveaway.
Yeah, giveaway.
And then you got to take one card from the back, put it in the front. That's going to be our energy, dude. We got basic energy.
Is that good?
No. no. All right. Basic energy. Okay, we got Swablu. These really don't matter at all.
Okay.
Pants
red.
Here, dude. That fire type. Fire type. Wigglet. You remember Diglett?
Yeah.
They made a water version. He's in the water.
Okay.
Oh, this little scorpion.
Passing
bat
this one.
Thing.
I want to see him.
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. All right. Zebstrika.
Uh-oh.
Whatever that is. Crocolure. I don't know. Oh, dude, this one's pretty sick.
Oh, it's 100.
What's the name of it?
His name's Absol.
Absol?
Yeah, like Absol, but like, you know, not. Oh, then we got this shit. Let's see what we got.
Oh, dude, look at that.
Norman? Who the fuck is Norman, bro? We got Norm McDonald. Oh, shit. This one actually might be good.
Sometimes
these trainer cards are good. I don't know. Brandon, can you look this up?
I got you.
Dude?
What's her name?
Parasol Lady
Parasol
trainer card?
Lady.
Where's the
it's
100?
A secret rare, I think.
Shut the fuck up.
It's not in the nut. See, it's like 238 out of 120 something.
And we're.
Maybe, dude, am I.
This is 152 out of 182.
Look. Let's see. Let's see.
Look at the price.
Let's see.
That's the card.
$11.95 you're looking at for that one.
All right.
But
I
if
made
we,
money
let's
back.
See,
hell
see,
yeah.
$20.
I made money back, dude.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
Look,
go to shopping.
Right,
go to shopping.
PSA 10, dude. Look, this is in pretty good condition.
Yeah, that is. That
are we
going
to be able to pay
oh,
for
you
the
got
camera?
Some, you got some worth 20.
Yeah. Let's see. If,
seven. That's.
Wow. The centering's good on this
let's
one.
Let's
see.
It's not PST.
Okay.
Gentlemen, let's see.
What about the 100 one?
Well, that fucking sucks.
Let's see here.
It does?
So, yeah, this is the only one that matters,
oh,
I think.
Okay.
Or maybe I'm wrong.
Wait, what does that look like again?
Look, $64.
Yeah.
It's a white woman, or maybe, I don't know.
Number 255. What number is this one? Yeah.
238. Hold up. Let's find out. Yep. Oh, look at that. $74.
Oh, my God.
You can get
bro.
Close to 50.
Oh, shit. First reveal,
dude.
Baby.
Oh
gang.
Hell, gang.
That's 100 one, though.
Well, I mean,
that's
I'm not in no
yeah.
gang.
That's a cool Pokemon, dude.
Yo, if you want to get that graded, you can join me when I grade these Michael Jordan
okay,
cards.
Okay, dude. Can I trust you keep it over there, man?
Hell, yeah, man. I'm going to get a sleeve for it and shit.
Oh, hey.
I'm
protect that
up.
With your life.
Yeah, dude, that has to go in the funds after
we're gonna make
all the
bank,
money
man.
We hemorrhaged.
Oh, yeah. I also got some good news, man. We're going to make some bank because, like, listen, so you got that card. Mm-hmm. I went to this thrift shop, and I got, like, he had a box of 1991, 1992 NBA cards. And I was like, how much you want for it? He was like, just give me $5 for the whole thing. And I looked in there, and I got a bunch of Larry Birds and who else? I had Dominique. I had a bunch of great stars. And I think let me show you the Larry Bird real quick. Dude, it's like. Hold on, man.
Brandon
it might be
made $1 million,
dude. If I get it graded right, that's gonna be worth like a couple hundred.
You know which card it is? Like how to put it in?
91 Fleer.
Shit.
I think Fleer is like the big deal one.
Yep, right here. See, 149.
Oh,
damn. Okay, Brandon.
Hell, well, yeah.
We got up to 200, dude.
Hell yeah. Dude. And I got like three of those. Man.
We should
he
just start
check.
Buying Pokemon cards, dude. And sports cards.
Yeah, I'm down. Well, sports cards, I have Pokemon, you just got to open them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you got to bring me back to my roots.
Sports cards,
man.
You
got to
do too much research.
Research, dude.
Yeah.
You would have to look up everyone because you know what's good in here.
Yeah. So, well, I kind of have an idea. Mm-hmm. I really don't know that much about it, but it is more obvious with these, I would say. If you got something good, worth something. There was a while back, it was like 2019, 2020 or something, when Zion Williamson was a rookie.
Mm-hmm.
He had this one like black diamond card that was worth like 70 grand. It was a one of one.
Damn.
And it had like the jersey patch thing in it.
Oh, I love those.
Yeah.
Man.
And it had his signature or whatever.
And it was just in a regular pack of cards?
This fucking kid was like 10 or something, and he opens it up and he's like, this is fucking shitty, and he throws it away.
No, I think, man.
He threw it away, dude. You can look that
Holy
up.
Okay,
so which one is
shit.
It again?
Just
I
look
got you.
Kid packs Zion Williamson.
Oh yeah,
black
I got his
diamond.
Card too. It's not worth anything now.
Yeah, but this was when he had the most fucking hype. He's the most mm-hmm. hype draft pick since I've
let's see. And you said the one with the oh shit, hold
more
on,
than Wembley.
Wimbignana, yeah.
No.
He was pretty hype, but there's, I don't know if to me, Zion. The hype around Zion Williamson was like crazy.
Kid, let me put destroyers. You know, I actually bought one for $150. And then as soon as I got it, what I hate is because you know how the process went. He was really good and then like fell back a little bit. Uh-huh. Man, I lost money. Now it's 50.
What the fuck is
Damn.
That first video?
Is
Zion Williamson destroys his kids.
You guys
want to
see that?
Kids. Yeah, it's stand up.
Yeah. Well, he's destroying his kids
oh,
every day.
Yeah.
If you shoot him out.
Zion Williamson is an amazing athlete. So I watch clips of him on YouTube, but I don't watch his clips at Duke. I watch his clips from high school because it's fascinating. He was the same exact size, and he just destroys these little white kids. It's the most hilarious thing to watch. If you ever need a palate cleanse from police brutality videos, watch Zion Williamson playing high school basketball. Oh, it is like a white lives don't matter video. It's just.
Who is this? Ted. Oh, this is Ted.
Alexander.
Yeah.
He's one dunk at a time.
That was good.
He could have played any sport, man, with that build.
He should have played football.
Yeah.
He could have been the
His
greatest.
His fat ass ain't going to be able to do nothing in the NBA. It can't be, yeah. There's no way you're that big and you're jumping on those knees and everything's going to be all right.
Yeah, dude.
It's going to get him eventually. Should have done wrestling, man. Shit, fast like that.
Wrestling,
down. Yeah, done some
wrestling,
moves.
Dude. I know it's like people say it's fake or whatever, but like they got to do so many shows
yes.
a year,
and it's hard on your body.
Hell
man.
Yeah, dude, bumping around, yeah. doing all that,
and it's not that fake because, like, listen, it is like it's predetermined. But when they fighting, man, they really getting hit with this stuff.
Yeah,
and like those cuts you see are real because sometimes, like, even when you see them bleeding, dude, they got razor blades under their tongues and stuff that they got to pull out. And cut them at the perfect moment. And then you got to choreograph it all and talk to the dude while you guys are fighting. It's a lot. It's a lot. Like, I got to take my hat off to the Undertaker, man. And these guys right here.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking mans.
What do you think Jake the Snake Roberts is up to?
Whew, man, you can never know these days, man. He had a wild ride. Great recovery. Man, he's probably... Oh, actually, I know what he's doing. He do comedy now, man.
Really?
Like, he does stand-up. He goes on tours and stuff.
Oh, shit.
Like, that's my goal, dude. Like, if I met him, man...
That'd be it.
Shit, that would be definitely one of the hits. I tell you. Hell yeah. So, if you hear that, man, bring that snake and come on down and meet some Brandon.
Pause.
And, yeah, which JK. Snake are you talking about, Brandon?
The python, man. The fucking cobra. That corn snake.
Huh.
The snake. The one that he would throw on the people. The one that he lost in the hotel when he was staying there. And it went down the toilet and scared everybody. Diamond Dolly Page. That's his. I remember his wife, okay. like, he left in their
that
house.
That made it more clear then.
Yeah, so he had a snake when he was staying at Diamond Dolly Page's house. And then, like, got stuck in the toilet or something. Eventually came back out, scared the shit out of the wife and everybody. And that's saying something, because I don't fuck with snakes. You guys know this.
We're going to, should we announce what we're going to do for a live show in this one?
Mm-hmm.
Or should we wait?
No, we can wait, dude.
Yeah,
we can wait, dude. Mm-hmm. Oh, I forgot to ask Ben. He has a position on the fucking board.
That's what I meant. You know what I meant to ask him is, like, you're on the board. How much of a piece of shit is sci-fi? And I didn't
and
ask him.
I know he would have been like, he's so hard to deal with.
Yeah.
That's what he said off the record, yeah, off camera, was that sci-fi was a piece of shit.
Just want you to know. Also, want to give shout-outs to Dan, JJ, sci-fi. Yeah. They were Dan directed this fucking skit, and sci-fi and JJ are the main characters, and it was so fucking good. Went to the sketchy show. Ben Bowen.
Bowden.
Was just here. He's on the he's gonna be on the pod after this segment, and it was awesome. Like, these guys, they grind. But that skit by with you,
lucky guy, dude.
And he did the skit that with he wrote the skit with Dan, right? With Sierra and Dan. He was in it.
Oh yeah, I think so.
Yeah, yeah. And that was hilarious. If you guys ever look up Shenanigans, Fantastic Invaders, and check them out.
Improv shows.
Yeah.
My bad. I'm falling asleep.
Yeah. JJ's tired now.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the end of this portion. Oh, what?
Before we end this, man, we got to do a shout out to you for doing the Stardom, man.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it. It was fun.
Hell yeah, man.
Thanks, man. It was real fun to get in front of, like, that's the most people I've been in front of.
Oh, yeah.
Since the first one.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. But I bombed there. I did okay this time. It was all right. I got some pops. But you're going to be on it next
month. Oh, yeah.
You, Alex, and Charlie.
Oh, I didn't know Charlie was on it, dude.
Yep.
Now I'm not going.
Yeah, I'll be there to see you guys. You guys are going to kill it. I already told Charlie. I was like, that stepdad joke is going to murder.
Oh, yeah.
Man, like, it is going to bring down the fucking house.
Especially if he goes, like, last.
Oh.
And he's the great white hope, dude. There has not been a single non-black winner of an X5 showcase so far.
It's good news.
Yeah, and then Brandon.
For you.
Yeah, yeah. Brandon's going to smack him. I'm telling you. You're going to hit him. Just do you, be you. I mean, I can't wait to see their faces whenever Alex does the butt plug joke. I'll be waiting and probably recording people's faces.
If he does it, dude, he's got classics.
Yeah, he has so many.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we've seen him do 30. He can do whatever he wants up there. All right.
You guys are going to enjoy Ben Bowden.
Hell yeah.
Show, man. One thing that you should know about him before watching this episode is that he's a 43-year-old man that spends a significant chunk of every day on the playground.
Yep.
Hell yeah.
Public playgrounds, children's playgrounds. Yeah. So do with that what you will. Watch him watch his interview. Give him a chance, dude. You know he's not that bad of a guy.
See ya.
That was my favorite. Hell yeah, that was good.
This week's featured comedian.
Make sure that camera's right.
It is.
You just moved it.
It's perfect, dude.
Okay.
Right. Just the way it is.
You don't do not disturb?
Yeah.
All right.
Are you man?
You got to make sure of these things.
That's true. Well, this guy is a criminal. Okay, he always leaves. He's always guilty of not doing D&D, man. Can you hear yourself?
Hello. Yeah, it's a little low, but I think that's what Alex said.
You mean turn it up more?
Okay.
Oh, yeah, he did like it at 5.
Now, if everybody's doing headphones.
I just like to hear it just in case something happens, you know, something goes out.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
JJ.
Yes.
We got somebody special for the pod.
We got a very special guest today, Brandon.
We have.
You went a little early on that one, huh?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Brandon's excited.
Ben Baldwin. Did I say it right?
Brandon, have we ever did the podcast like this?
Restart.
No.
Oh, this will all be in for
sure.
Yeah,
this is going to be in.
But
give it a second shot there. What do you think?
All right. Guys, today we have a very, very special guest. He does Rocket City Improv. He does it all. He is amazing. Give it up for Ben Baldwin.
Hey! Nope.
Didn't get it right. Baldwin?
Baldwin? I'm sorry. I'm bad at names.
Let's let JJ do it like the last 34 episodes.
No. Brandon, I
admire
it. You were good until the last name.
I know.
I watched a video to prepare for this moment because I didn't know if it was the... watch and learn.
Okay, let's go. JJ,
today
we
have a very special guest.
Woo.
An improv mastermind.
Yes.
A member of the Fantastic Invaders, co-founder, actually, I believe. Uh-huh. He's hilarious, improv skills, acting skills. Maybe one day we can convince him to get a little stand-up.
Ooh.
We would love that. We would love to see that. He was just on That Sketchy, a sketch show at Shenanigans Comedy Theater.
Shout out.
A few sketches.
Oh, yeah.
All very good. Guys, today we have Ben Bowden.
Oh, hey! There we go.
Right. Thank you.
I watched the video you did with Jess.
Oh, nice.
For Fantastic Invaders, and she was like, Bowden. I was like, I totally would have said Bowden.
Oh, everybody does. If I'm in a crowded room or like trying to get a drink at a bar or something, I say Bowden because it's so much easier for someone to hear, and Bowden is just so like unnatural on the mouth.
It is, yeah. Bowden.
It's got that alliteration to it.
Yeah, it is.
B.B.
Hey, thank you so much for coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you guys for having me. I'm a fan of the podcast. I appreciate the love. Very much.
We appreciate it. I've been a few of your the sketchy show 1 and 2, and you were always amazing. I think I told you this too. I don't understand. I can't get it how you guys do that in front of a live audience on the first take. It seems like nothing's going wrong. If anything did go wrong on any whatever I was saying, I had no clue. I just got to give you a praise for that because that
Hell
is so
yeah.
hard to
well,
do,
thank
man.
You. Appreciate that. Yes, it is. Oh, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate it. Team effort for sure. Like, you can't pull it off solo. So, like, you said that. And last night I dropped a line and Sierra picked it up and kept the sketch going. So it happens sometimes. But if you can sell it without people knowing, then you've done your job.
Yeah. And nobody knows the sketch but you guys.
That's right.
You know, so even if you do mess up, as long as you don't make it too obvious.
Yep.
Then you're good, huh?
Yeah, you're good. Yep.
Yeah, but it's still hard. It's way harder than that, guys. Like, I'm watching them, and I'm like, I would have messed up so many times.
Dude, our, like, pre-recorded virtual sketches, we fuck up at least 5 times.
Oh, yeah.
Every single take. No matter if it's one sentence or, like, a whole fucking monologue, we're fucking it up multiple times.
On our first big sketch, the horseshoes, Brandon trying to say Clyde Elrod.
Yeah.
So bad that we had to first. If you there's two episodes of it, and he never gets the name right.
I don't.
He said Clyde getting him off as a name, and I thought he was like making a joke, and then he was like, "Oh, that's not it." Like, no. Yeah.
Why would you think that's a real name?
I don't know. It's like when I get put on the spot with a name, like earlier, perfect example. I don't know. I think, and then my mouth beats me before what I was thinking. So when I said Clyde getting it off,
that's not even a thing.
I don't know. I mean,
Eastern European, maybe. I don't know.
It could be. If that's your last name, getting it off, then go get it off, man. I like that.
Okay. It's actually pronounced getting half.
So. Oh, getting half.
Yeah, yeah.
Getting half. Let's get halved.
So you weren't always from Huntsville, right?
Nope. I'm a transplant too. So yep. Grew up in Southeast Missouri in the Boot Hill area.
Okay.
Near Sykeston, Lambert's. Anybody?
Lambert.
Anybody's been to Lambert's where they throw the roll?
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just right.
Hold on.
Right,
so you're like right by me. You're like by Southern Illinois.
Because
Lambert's is like 2 hours from where I'm at.
Okay, where are you at?
Centralia, Illinois.
Oh, yeah, yeah, not too far. Like, my family would go to Paducah all the time.
Yeah, the Duke, okay, yeah.
To, like, go with some Mexican restaurant there that my parents loved for some reason. So it was, like, a big deal. Like, we're going to Paducah? Yeah, damn, about to get some real food.
Hell, yeah, I knew I liked you.
Yeah, like, tiny little town called East Prairie, Missouri.
That's where
I grew up.
Okay, okay.
Moved to Kentucky, Eastern Kentucky, middle of high school. Went to Murray State on the other end of the state. About 12 years, and then I've been in Huntsville for about a decade. So, lived about 4 places about the same amount of time.
Which one you like the best?
Man, they were all interesting in different ways. I mean, Huntsville is probably the best just because better options for entertainment, all that good stuff.
For sure.
Yeah, but, I mean, they were all
Did you do improv at each spot?
No, I just started... I'm at about 3 years now.
What?
Wow.
I was thinking like since high school.
Oh, my God, yes.
No.
Were you in theater or something?
I did as a little kid. I liked it, but then I got into basketball and was like, too cool for theater.
Yeah,
that stupid
of course.
Stuff. Wish I had not dropped it, but I did. And then, coming out of COVID, I was like, okay, I'm 40 years old. Like, I need to shake something up in my life. I'm like, sitting around playing too many video games.
Oh,
so,
dude, I was just like...
So I almost did it. I almost did a stand-up class, but they weren't having them at the time, like with Scott Eason over at Stand Up Live. And I made a Reddit post, like, does anybody know if there's improv classes? And somebody responded on Reddit randomly, and that's how I found Shenanigans.
It was Alan.
You probably don't know Alan, do you?
I don't think so.
Old man. If you've been doing it 3 years, you know Alan. He's the old man with the cane. Kind of smells a little bit.
I would feel like I'd remember this guy.
He goes on rants in the Huntsville comedy.
Yeah. He goes hard.
Okay.
Post some crazy stuff, man.
So why stand up? Why improv?
I think I've always liked a team sport better than a solo sport, and improv's more like that. And sketch similar way, like you're working with other people and they're making your ideas better, you're making theirs better. I don't know, it was for some reason less scary to go out and make stuff up on the fly than to like sit down and write jokes and then work all that out and grind it out at open mics and all that kind of stuff.
But I see you're saying that, and I think it's scarier doing what you do, because I feel like I wouldn't want to be the one to drop the ball. And you know, for me, if I drop the ball, like if I go out and I'm having a strong start, I'll probably finish off strong. But if I drop it on the first line or whatever I have, and then the person has to pick it up for me, and I'll just like, it's in my head now.
Yeah.
See, scares me. Terrifies
me. Sometimes the best stuff comes out of that. Like,
really?
You know, we generally say, like, there's really no, you can't make a mistake in improv because we'll just turn it into either a game or something down the road. It'll make a callback or whatever. So, I mean, it happens all the time. So, and you just roll with it and trust that your scene partners have got your back.
Okay. So with the Fantastic Invaders, do you guys practice alone with you, just you guys?
We do sometimes. We haven't as much lately. I take that back because we changed our format up. So yeah, we have been practicing more, but sometimes it's just scheduling. Like, I'm in a few different shows, so getting out of the house to do extra practices is tough.
Mm-hmm.
You do. It sounds dumb, but you do have to practice improv to like get it show ready.
Oh God, yeah. I couldn't imagine not practicing.
Same here.
So, to practice. Speaking of practice, you went to Chicago for intensive improv training.
Yes. Okay. You did find some research.
A little bit. It was hard, guys. Yeah. Look at the page. It's not as big as we usually got.
Yeah. I tell you, like, I try to be a ghost out there. No online presence at all. Yes, I did. I actually just got back week before last for my second round at the Annoyance Theater in Chicago. It's one of, I would say, the big three. I don't even know if that's an accurate term or not, but Second City, everybody pretty much knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
Tons of SNL, Mad TV, like anybody who's done like that kind of comedy has probably been to Second City in Chicago. IO Theater, Improv Olympic, a lot of same folks hit that up and do Second City because it's different styles.
Mm-hmm.
And then The Annoyance was a break off by a guy named Mick Napier who started at Second City. Not many people know his name, but tons of people have gone through The Annoyance too. Amy Sedaris, Adi Bryant. There's a ton of names. I just can't think of them all. But a lot of people do all three of those. Like if you're going hard at it and trying to make break into SNL or break into entertainment, you'll do the full programs at all three of those theaters just to get a lot of stage time and get different styles of improv. And like Second City will use improv to create sketch. That's their big thing. So they're more sketch oriented, but they teach you improv to generate those ideas and then fine tune them into sketches.
Ooh, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, I got to do a workshop with somebody who has been in Second City for a while this last time in Chicago, and we did that. We did some improv and then like came up with some sketch ideas based off of that. They were all terrible. But the process would work if you worked it out for a minute.
Oh, okay.
What about Groundlings? Isn't that a big improv?
I feel like that's L.A.
I was going to say this.
I think it's more sketch. It's really character-based, so like coming up with characters. So like Will Ferrell came from Groundlings. There's a guy in Birmingham that does improv named Tim Casper. Super good improviser. He did some stuff out at Groundlings for a minute. And you can tell like his characters are so distinct when he comes out and does something. Like that's his style of play. Like he'll go like hard on a character.
Got you. So you're saying Growlins is a character. Now, what's the difference between, I know improv and sketch, like is sketch like to film sketch or like sketch in like a open scene with a audience?
Yeah. I think they do more like live theater. Okay. But I mean, anymore, like it could go either way. Just whatever format that sketch maps onto better is usually what people will do. They'll do a pre-tape, or if it's going to read better live, they'll do it live. Like, some gags are just better in person. Some stuff's better on a pre-tape. Like, who's the guys on SNL right now?
Please don't destroy.
Yeah, like those guys do all pre-tape stuff because that's their format, and they're really good at it.
Yeah.
So,
like Andy Samberg and Lonely Island guys. That. Yeah.
Songs work really well for that.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff.
You getting into sketches?
I do.
You do?
I like it.
You like it?
Uh-huh. It's a lot of work, but the payoff is probably better just because you've like rewritten and you mm-hmm. finally get it to a point to perform, and then when you get a good response, I mean, that's the best drug out there.
Yes.
Oh, we might need you for some sketches. And it's totally not entrapment asking him where there's three cameras.
No, not at all.
That's not going to influence his answer in the slightest.
No. I'll have to farm that out to my agent if I ever get one, which I will not.
Brandon's looking for a job.
Yes, I'll do anything.
Brandon, you have to stop.
Okay, well, not like that.
Don't make that your static response. You're right, Brandon. Right? We got a screening process.
Shit could go south real quick.
That's how it happens.
Anything you say, pull it down.
Well, no, yeah, like I've always loved sketches, and these guys they love sketches too. Just shoot them, and we're more loose. Like we're literally like just put up a camera. We got the idea, but we're trying to get it more tightened up now.
Mm-hmm.
And you had the best idea when we were upstairs in the black box. I think we were going there for a meeting. After the live show.
Yep. That's right.
And what'd you say for us to do?
Oh, like just take, kind of do a twist on like drunk history mm-hmm. with just have Brandon tell a story and then have other people have his voice the whole time.
Yes.
Brandon's got a great like storytelling voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then have other people like miming the words and mouthing the words while they do it and act it out. But like, make it like a good production value with like the costumes and everything.
Yeah.
And just see little pieces of Brandon's life.
Oh yeah, you guys can see the lens.
Can we do one right now if he tells us a story?
Yeah.
Just like this. Just like we'll act it out.
You ready?
Yeah.
So all right, how many you got any characters?
Okay, so
you can assign us
ahead of time. You gotta assign us the character.
Okay, so who do I wanna be me? You know what? No, because you're me.
Okay, all right, I'll be Brandon.
And I guess you could be my mom.
Okay.
Let's see what JJ could be. I guess you could be the confused guy at the store.
Okay.
Okay.
Confused guy at the store.
All right. So we're going to go back in time a little bit. Years back. This was around middle school, and I was still a fat child. I remember the day like it was yesterday. My mom gave me my first phone, which was a flip phone. And the reason she gave me this was because of the normal reason that everybody got a flip phone, because they were too scared of you looking at porn and sex and weed and all other bad shit, maybe even people dying. And you thought that stopped my black ass? Hell fucking no, man. I'm a fucking rebel. You know what I did? I went down to the dollar store. I said, I ain't no bitch. And then I went down to the man. I was like, let me get this cell phone right here. And that was the start of a new chain. Then I got another cell phone. Then my mom even gave me another cell. And I started hiding phones everywhere through the house. You know what I mean? So when she would come to me, she'd be like, son, hey, I like your new flip phone. I'd be like, yeah, you have no fucking idea. Now I wait till like 1 o'clock in the morning. Everybody sleep. That's when you can pull out the phone. I go under there, grab it, look at it, and then we just yank away. Yank, 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 yank. And then we see some other shit too that pops up that we weren't, oh, and then my mom started knocking on the door. And then I gotta hide. Gotta act like nothing happened there, right? So now she come in, and me, I would do this. I would act like I was asleep. I would put the covers over me, and then she'd look around and disappear. And you know, what I love about this situation is that she never knew that I did this. She never knew that I was like a mob boss, and nobody ever caught me doing shit. But she does today, if she saw this. So, yeah, that's my story. Mom, I'm a porn addict, and I've been one since I was a child. Surprise! And you know what? I gotta finish this off. I gotta finish this part off, man. Okay, so I wasn't just watching porn. I watched everything, man. Like, you know,
he's
like,
just going in the story.
Like, if a crazy show came on that I wanted to watch, you like, you can't do that. You can't watch that. Yes, the fuck I can. I put it on that phone, wait till the middle of night sleeping. Or I try to find people that have a TV and don't care. And I watch what I want.
So at other people's houses?
Yeah, family, but they didn't care. Like, they'd be like, man, you can watch whatever you want. I'm not going to say who it is, but we all know it is. Quote, quote.
We know.
Start with a U and ends with an E.
I'm not going to say Scott Woodford.
I go in there and watch everything. Two broke girls. I was off for
yeah,
the
that's
beer.
Crazy that, television. Yeah. Yeah.
Family Guy, SpongeBob. I couldn't
Hold on,
watch
Family Guy.
Yeah, I couldn't watch Family Guy until I was near 18.
But what were you jacking off to in Family Guy?
Lois.
Okay.
Ben, your acting of Brandon was phenomenal. You just didn't sweat enough.
Yeah. I was sweating telling the story.
Thanks for doing that.
Thank you.
That was one take. We'll tighten that up. We work on that. That's right.
I also like how Brandon made me a character that wasn't in the story at all.
No. Like 2 seconds.
He was at Dollar General, and then he was at home jerking off.
It was sad times, but never got caught.
There you go.
Never got caught.
Until you admit it on the internet for everybody.
That's fucking crazy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. A little.
I think it's wild that you had to hide two broke girls. That was a secret.
I had to hide Bob's Burgers for a while. What? And then she didn't trust SpongeBob either for a while because she thought that was inappropriate.
Okay, all right. We had similar home vibes because I was not allowed to watch a lot of stuff.
I couldn't. She hid everything. Like, blocked. What is that thing? The child lock on everything?
On the cable box?
Oh, everything, man.
Did you have a child lock on the cable?
No, we didn't have it. We didn't have a child lock. I could watch, like, just unabashed violence. Like, if that was, like, okay for some reason. Mm-hmm. But, like, couldn't watch The Simpsons. Couldn't watch, like, smart, like, humor like that. Yes. What a. Just weird. 80s babies, man.
Yeah, right. You guys can watch RoboCop, but...
Yeah.
Did you watch...
That's the first R-rated movie I ever saw.
Really?
Yeah, oh, I was at a sleepover one night, and we busted that out. We were like, I don't know, 11?
Hell yeah.
I was like, yeah.
RoboCop was the shit,
I'm doing something I shouldn't be doing right
now. Hell yeah.
Feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
Brad is over there sweating, thinking about it.
Reminiscing about the old days, man. It was a heist. You ever watch Brewster's Millions back then, too? Were you ever watch that?
Hell
yeah.
Watch what?
Brewster's Millions with Richard Pryor and John Candy?
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't think I ever seen that.
Let me show you a picture.
Oh, man. So the general premise is Richard Pryor gets all this money, and if he spends, I think, so many million dollars, he gets, like, way, way, way more. So he's just, like, buying all kinds of crazy stuff, and then he ends up, to spend the most money, he runs for a political office because it's so expensive, and I think he ends up getting elected.
They
didn't want to get elected and then gets elected.
Yeah,
I can't believe I've never seen this with John Candy and Richard Pryor. I love John Candy, dude.
Yeah, and they're great together. They're great.
Yeah, they perfected.
Did he buy the Cubs organization?
Yes. Yes, he did.
He did? Okay. It's been a minute since.
Because he was trying to get rid of that money. He had to spend it before the time went out because of his grandfather who died, I think.
Yeah, it was something like that. Yeah, because like a stipulation attached to it.
Yeah.
And it was pretty tame. It was like a tame version of Richard Pryor, but still good.
This was like when the later years, like you remember when the 80s after the fire and he came back and it was more like child friendly stuff, like the toy and what else was it? Superman, of course.
Yep.
Yeah.
Terrible Superman movie.
Yeah, it was terrible. It was the worst one.
It was weird.
It was bad.
Yeah. Superman 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Were legit.
Pretty solid. Yep.
Still, they can't find a Superman. And here's the problem that they're running into. They're thinking Superman has these big muscles and that's what makes him. Mm-hmm. You find it, you got to make a Clark Kent.
Yeah.
You have to find a Clark Kent. They haven't been out of. You got, what's his name? What's the big dude?
Cavill.
Cavill is, you see this guy, you're not going to be like, oh, this guy's a dutz. No, he's massive. You know, you need to find Clark Kent. The one they had closest was Brandon Roth.
Yeah.
But they didn't like him for some reason.
Yeah, that fight just went nowhere.
Yeah.
The movie just came out and got overshadowed by Dark Knight or Christopher Nolan movies. Mm-hmm. And then it just like fizzled into the abyss.
I wouldn't watch it. Everybody said it was so bad, but I wouldn't watch it. It's not bad.
I didn't think it was that
bad. It just doesn't have like a main villain type deal.
Yeah. That dude looks pretty goofy, but I'm thinking of it from like a 2024 perspective.
Oh, look, I've seen the Clark Kent. Yeah, that makes more sense.
That guy, you go, that guy's a dutz or he's goofy or whatever.
Yeah.
Then he turns into Superman.
Mm, that's more realistic.
So James Gunn has got the new one. So if anybody can pull it off,
it's him.
Like he can do it.
And the guy is not that he wasn't that big.
A no name person for like a huge character like that, so there's no expectations tied to the actor. Right.
Yep.
I think that's why Iron Man worked, because everybody thought Robert Downey Jr. was done.
So
it was like, oh, here we go. And then it like surprised everybody.
Yep, and he was, I mean, that's like the perfect casting.
He is
Iron Man.
Yeah.
Because when you were growing up, I know when I growing up, we didn't have him, but like Iron Man, was he big?
Just in comics.
Yeah, but like on TV, like, you know, Saturday morning, like, right?
No.
No.
Iron Man was nothing. None of them.
No.
No, just Spider-Man.
Yeah, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man. There was an X-Men cartoon.
X-Men.
Transformers was big.
Transformers, yeah.
Ninja
yeah.
Turtles. Mm-hmm. Those were like the big ones.
Static Shock.
Static Shock.
Yeah.
Man, they had a little run.
Uh-huh.
Did you hear that they remade that X-Men too, the 97, put it on Disney now?
I heard it's good too.
Oh, yeah. I checked out the first episode. It looked pretty good. Mm-hmm. Got to keep it going.
I just don't want to pay for Disney. I got to pay for so much shit.
It's ridiculous.
And I got a good amount of them, and I still don't even have like probably half.
You got to just like pick two, binge it out for a month, cancel it, pick two more. But that's like a lot of work.
Yeah, it is a lot of work. And then you forget.
Yeah.
You forget. I don't even know what I'm subscribed to right now.
Same here.
My boy's like, what's your Paramount password? I'm like, you can get it, but it's just regular. He's like, no, you pay for it. I'm like, what?
How does he know and you don't, dude?
Because he's watching the stuff on there.
I think we should get Ben Bowden for Superman, dude.
Oh, dude. Yeah, you could Superman. Be Superman, man.
You could.
It'd be Clark Kent, dude.
Hell yeah, I'm down for it.
Like dad bod Superman. Like that version of that
That's
guy.
The best one.
Mm-hmm. They'll get you on some TRT or something, dude. Oh, they'll get you up. Juicy for Superman.
So, something interesting I thought. Okay. You have a pet pig.
I do.
Named Pancake.
What?
That's right. That's
Did
right.
I not read that one, dude?
You didn't get the notes, JJ.
Yeah, this guy's fucking Jason Statham, dude. Nothing about him on the
beekeeper. So how long have you had this pig?
Keeper, dude.
Bullshit.
He's the pig keeper, man.
That's what's up.
Did I unplug on you?
Nope, I'm good.
Okay.
Step on or something.
All right. Pancake. So my wife worked at this program that was out in Elkmont. It was like, I'm going to do it a disservice, but basically like kids who maybe had substance abuse problems or other mental health problems. It was like more severe cases. It was like a residential treatment program. All right. So it was farm setting. So a lot, they would have to like, they lived there. They had to kind of like have chores and do all that kind of stuff. So anyway, they had these pigs. My wife really wanted a pet pig. She'd seen all this shit on Pinterest and, you know, whatever else.
Mm-hmm.
So she brings it. I was like, okay, you can bring a pig home or whatever. But like, well, we're going to eat it. That's the plan, is to like eat it eventually.
Damn.
And then I'm like such a softy. I like fell in love with it. And I was like, I can't eat this thing. So, all
right. And they're pretty smart, right?
They are very smart. And very like, people say like emotionally intelligent, but like, and that's true, but like they'll like throw tantrums and stuff more than like a dog will.
Mm.
So like right now when it gets hot, like she gets real like temperamental about stuff. She does not like the heat. She does not like the heat. So if I don't like have her little pool like changed out every day, like when I go to like pet her, she'll like nip at me and stuff. Like,
dang,
better get this damn water right for my mud bath, or we're not gonna be friends.
It's like a mini pig, or this is a full size.
So it's like a Cooney Cooney, which is like a New Zealand
Cooney Cooney.
Yeah, pull it up. A lot of them have like tassels on the side.
Dang.
So they're a little smaller than a potbelly, but they're not small. Like, she's good 200 to 250.
What? That's a big-ass pig.
That's
dude.
A huge pig.
Now, I think I screwed up because I wasn't giving her, like, the best quality food. So I think I actually inadvertently gave her, like, grower finisher food. So I think I grew her bigger than what she was supposed to be. But, yeah, they should be about like that. Like, I went back out, and all her brothers and sisters were like, half her size. I was like, oh,
damn, fucked bro, up. You got a super pig.
So they got hair.
Yes.
Okay.
You got a long
it's real
hair
bristly.
Pig.
Real bristly. Yep.
Outside though, right?
Oh yeah.
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 That's awesome.
Yeah. She was too like she'd been fully weaned, and so she hadn't been handled a lot as a little pig. So it was like a big adjustment for her to like be touched by humans and like petted on and stuff. It took a minute for her to get used to all that. So she wasn't really like a house pig.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm. And she's a bulldozer, so I'm glad that she's not a house pig. She'd just be knocking shit over all the time and wrecking stuff.
You got a mud pit for her or something?
She makes her own.
Oh,
yeah. Mm. So I've got like a big water trough thing, and she'll get in it and like slosh around to like cool herself off, and then knock all the water out, and then she'll root it, like literally like dig a pool out and then like make her little mud pit.
That's smart.
And she only does it in the summer, so
okay.
Yeah,
so they know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. Yeah, and if they figure something out, like I've had to like fix her fence hundreds of times because she's like, oh, weak spot, and she knows like, okay, well, if there's one weak spot, there's probably more weak spots in this fence. So she'll, like, I'll see her, like, testing the whole fence. Like the fucking Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
Jurassic Park or something.
So, speaking of pigs, I wanted to show you one of my favorite. Have you seen this?
Oh, yes.
I love this.
All right, tell me y'all ready.
Go ahead.
To the story of a pig that is inspiring others. One pot-bellied pig has certainly endured his share of problems. Chris P. Bacon was born without the use of his... you have to read this story.
Do you think it's the name Crispy Bacon or the fact that it's like a paraplegic pig? It's got, or the combo?
Yeah, it's, oh, no, it's gonna be.
It's just fucked up. They're making fun of Ogre. Yeah, dude.
Right? Fucked up. Gone. That guy's done.
Laughing at the disabled, man. Come on now.
Yeah,
I love when news anchors break.
Oh, it's so good.
Have you seen the one of the dude where he's like doing a field interview and a bug flies in his face? He's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
He mad as country ass time.
Like, oh, hell no.
He got the hair like Brandon.
Yeah, he did kind of look like me, man. Like,
he had a Karl Malone vibe.
And he broke that kid. You're like, hell no. Okay, let me see. News bug.
Yeah. Bug one more note on the pig. Uh-huh. We'll move on. So I did not know that they live like 15 years either. So I'm only like 4 years into this process.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. So I have to like, you can't find a vet. Like I can't take her anywhere because she's massive.
Uh-huh.
So you can't pick her up or do anything. She's too strong. So I have to like call this like mobile vet to come out like once a year to like trim her hooves and give her some shots and stuff.
Wow.
It's, I don't recommend it. If you think you want a pig, you don't.
15 years?
Yeah.
There's actually a,
holy shit.
A comic named Delicia Nichols. Who has a pet pig, and hers is like 300 pounds, and she lives with it in an apartment.
Dang.
I believe.
What?
She has jokes about it.
How does the pig get up and...
Is she on the top or bottom?
She lives in Florida. I feel like that explains.
Oh, well,
that's far from the weirdest animal in the house in Florida.
They got it all.
You've seen that guy with like the gator that he's like... Got it like around his
the
neck.
The emotional
like,
support.
Yeah,
gator.
Yeah.
His name's Wally. Yeah, oh, I've been looking into getting one of those, dude.
Yeah, you don't.
I want an albino one though. Be real pimp with
it. Do we really need help looking more white though, JJ? around our neck.
You know, I don't like to half-ass anything. So I like to go all the way. That's him, man.
There he is.
He looks Wally so happy, gator. Man.
I mean, that up. Gator does look happy.
It does look way happier than regular gator.
You always hear about people with crazy pets, and then the pet just one day like is like, yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up.
We were just talking about the chimpanzee.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Remember that ate that lady's face?
Yes. Yeah, but. Who should you really have a chimpanzee?
No.
You shouldn't have that.
Absolutely
if
not.
Especially if you have to keep an animal on Xanax just to have it as a pet.
Yeah, that's...
You can't have a barred out monkey in your house. You know what I'm saying?
That's going to come home and that monkey's like tying his arm off.
That's hilarious, dude. A junky ass monkey.
Junky monkey, dude. That's
then great. You have two problems. Now you're living with a drug addict. Dude.
Right.
Dang.
The FBI comes and says, it's my monkeys, dude. I swear.
Oh, sure the fuck it is. Sir. Turn your
monkey
ass
smoking a cigarette in the back.
And then Grizzly Man, bro. That was tragic. Yeah.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember Grizzly Man.
Grizzly Man, they did a... Go ahead.
He was a dude who lived on like an Alaskan nature reserve, and he was trying to prove that you can live with... grizzly bears and that you could domesticate them in a way. And then there's like he ended up dying and the whole thing is on camera. Like
it's a whole documentary. Yep,
two victims right
it
there.
Kills him and his girlfriend. Yeah.
Dang.
And it was a long process that is fully on audio that we can bad.
you hear the screams.
I wouldn't want to.
I don't think I want to see
that. I know.
No, but the whole documentary, I don't think in the documentary they may show you a little they you can hear him saying get away because he did this like for a long time and he never got attacked by the bears.
Uh-huh.
And he would go during like this one season to prove that he can live with these grizzly bears. And then he brought her with him and that was the last time.
Oh,
so maybe they were jealous.
Maybe you can't be throwing a wrench in there like that. You know? But I mean,
Yeah,
you know what you're getting into.
Oh yeah, yeah, you signed up
with bears.
Yeah,
like we can just leave nature alone, guys. We don't have to domesticate everything.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm with you. Too.
Same here. You're preaching to the choir. Like that's what chimpanzees do. Also, they'll get jealousy. Like you give another chimpanzee something, and don't give them one, then they're all going to team up and rip you apart.
And they're strong as shit.
Strong as hell. You can't.
Chimps are wild too. They'll like kill each other and stuff. Yeah. So
they're cannibals.
All right. So chimps like they solve all their problems through violence. Like in the wild.
Uh-huh.
So like, and then bonobos, I think I'm saying that right. Bonobos, they solve all their problems through sex. Hmm. So like, if like something starts breaking out, they just start having sex with each other.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that another type of monkey?
That's another type of like ape. Yeah.
What are they called again?
Bonobos.
Bonobos, I think. B-O-N-O.
Oh, there we go. Let's see what we're talking about.
They're like skinnier, like a little longer.
I know three women who look like that right now. That's what.
Damn, man.
He's 40, bro. Yeah. He's older than you, dog.
Shit. Uh-huh. Damn. Hey, I like their method though. That's way better than fighting.
I see. I would have thought that was just a chimpanzee.
So weird. Like,
I like the little one.
Like in different parts.
They even pose for your ass.
And like,
do they ever cross paths?
I don't think so.
No.
I think there's like a like one of the huge like mountains or rivers or something. So like they don't ever see each other.
Oh my gosh. Have you seen the video? Me and Dom have been talking about it where the monkey, he's trying to teach his friends how to open the coconut with a rock and the other monkey just gets pissed and he throws his hands up.
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck is this guy talking about?
You haven't seen that?
I haven't seen that.
So it's like this orangutan and he's trying to open the coconut with a rock and then the gorilla's over there. He's watching them and then it's like three gorillas watching them and that after a while he's just like, man, that's my. Yeah, he don't know what he's doing. He ain't doing shit.
Oh, that's great, dude.
Oh, man. So I want to know something. Whenever you're doing improv, has it ever been a like, because we have hecklers. Do you guys have a heckler?
Thankfully, I have not. I went to, before I got in with Rocket City, I went to a show, and there was a guy who definitely, like, done some pre-gaming.
Mm-hmm.
And he was shouting out stuff. And the improvisers just sort of rolled with it. Like, they kind of folded it into what they were doing. But Kim was not having it. So, like, that's the only time I've ever seen Kim do this, but she, like, went straight, like, hardcore teacher face and, like, stood up, and she was like, sir, that is enough. And I was like, should I leave, too? Like, I'm so scared right now. Like, she went full mama bear on that dude.
Oh, yeah, I love what Kim. I was about
saw her bust out that face at the last open mic. I really thought she was about to pull this.
Oh, did you have a heckler? Somebody give
me a heckler.
No, it was the comedians on stage.
It was the dude that went up and he was saying some rowdy shit.
There was like three of them. There was one dude that was like from Texas. And he was saying like, it's crazy too. He's from Texas and he was saying like, pretty much his whole thing was like, you're gay. So he was like, anybody here like Dallas Cowboys? Oh, I didn't know you were gay. You know, kind of hack shit. That it was his first time, though. So, you know, it kind of gave him a little leeway.
That probably kills where he's from.
True.
I don't think he killed anywhere.
With his friends.
Yeah, with his friends. Oh, it murders.
That kills.
That's right. So around a campfire.
Yeah.
A few Lone Star beers in. Like, hey, you like Papa Roach? Ah, you gay. Just everything.
That's funny.
And then, and then I don't know, Ace Boogie. I know you go watch it, but I don't know what the hell Ace was talking about. I still don't get the joke. He was like, he's like it's a Chinese
finger
trap. He called them Chinese handcuffs.
Okay, yeah, Chinese handcuffs. And he was like, I don't know the middle part, but he was saying something about it. He was like, then he cut it in half, and that's when I knew they were Mexican. And my whole thing was, what?
Like,
your racist things aren't right.
Yeah.
You have to get the racist things right. All right. They're not gonna be good.
That is kind of fun. I feel like you could do a joke like that where you do racist stereotypes but against the wrong race.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you could make that
if
work.
If you knew what you were doing ahead of time, you could make that work probably.
Yeah.
Probably. I mean, still that's a big swing.
It's a big swing. But it's a big swing and that shenanigans. I was like,
yeah.
Ooh.
My gosh, man. Black people always squatting while they smoke cigarettes, dude.
Damn shame.
I just don't get it.
Oh, shit.
What's like some of the wildest, like, open mic stuff that you guys have seen somebody come up and do where you're like, wow, oh, this guy's about to get his ass beat when he gets off stage.
At,
oh, like that.
At Boxcar.
Boxcar. John the Bomb. Go ahead.
John the Bomb, dude. First of all, he was.
Oh, and you know Charles Hood was there for this.
Yes.
Oh, okay. He was in the sketchy.
This was his second time doing stand-up.
Second time doing stand-up.
Charles' second time?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
So we were at Boxcar, and this dude, John the Bomb, that's what he would sign up as, John the Bomb. He wasn't even on stage at the time. Sci-Fi was on stage.
Yeah.
And Sci-Fi said some joke where he said the N-word. Obviously, many of you know Sci-Fi is black.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then John the Bomb like starts laughing really loud, and he like repeated that part of the joke because, you know, like if somebody says something funny, you like say it back. Uh-huh. But he said it with the N-word in there, and then everybody was like, what the fuck? And so we're all like, what the hell just happened? And then Sci-Fi is kind of like shaken up a little bit. So he gets off stage when he finishes up, and then Charles Hood goes up, and he tripped on the last stair going up to the stage, and bro, it's like he hit terminal velocity.
Dude, from he didn't put his hands out.
Oh no.
Straight face to Matt on the stage. Mm.
But he got up and beasted through his set.
He did his whole set. Didn't acknowledge it.
Should have acknowledged.
He should have acknowledged a little bit.
Funnier. That's like that panic mode. Like, I'm okay.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Exactly.
That was pretty wild.
I thought it was part of a bit because I'm like, I've never seen somebody fall like that. Not even attempt to put their hands up. I still need to talk just to him about this.
Just went like down like a pencil.
It was great. It was great. That whole night was, and then he was just like, "Well, I can't say it." He never apologized. Yeah. He was just like, "Whoa,
no, bro!" Like, did you not get the memo 30 years ago that you could not do that anymore?
That's wanted to justify it.
Oh,
yeah.
After. Oh, he doubled down on it, huh?
He talked to somebody. He was talking to somebody for like 30 minutes. Afterwards, was it Charlie?
It was Alex.
Oh, okay.
And Jalen, I think.
Okay, Alex and Jalen. Yeah, yeah.
But
go try to pull that shit on the South Side of Chicago and see what happens.
Oh, yeah. Well, he also went up and did a set after that.
Yeah, he did a set after that.
It was Alex and Jalen's mic.
Was it just like the room was like, what's happening?
Oh, and for the rest of the night, I kind of walked up when it was happening. And then I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And then when Charles fell, I'm like, this too much is happening right now in the last 5 minutes. Way too much has been just happened. I don't even know if this is real. Like, it was one of those scenarios. But then he went up. He's like, I won't come back anymore. I haven't seen him. But he was the white guy that you would think.
Okay.
Thinks that's all. You know, it's all what we're you know those guys. Uh-huh. They usually they're older now. They're probably our age or above. Mm-hmm. And he's a tall guy, and he was just like, you know, he would be that guy to come up to me and be like, you see these niggas right here? And he'd be like, yeah. You just look at every time I do it though. Every time I look at him, he'd be like, no. They don't ever have it. They'd be like, no.
Yeah. Oh, immediately start backtracking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's cool, man.
It's cool. I'm John DeBond.
I knew a black person.
Yeah.
You know, me and Dante had an incident too at that Fusion barbecue place. So this dude went up. And I remember he was talking about, because me and Dante were talking about Coleman. We were like, oh, man, that place is crazy. And then he walked up to us and didn't even pause enough. He just said, yeah, man, that place is weird. Like, they have a sign that says, go away, nigga, or something like that. We were like, whoa.
Now, you know who that dude is.
Who is it?
You know him. I don't know his name.
Me,
you have seen him. You talked to him.
But he was the dude with the wine glass that you didn't like.
Yes.
I knew. See, I didn't even know it was him. I didn't like that dude.
He reeked of something.
And he didn't apologize either.
You know when you meet somebody, you're like, there's something about this guy.
Yeah. His energy's off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, and he was like, that dude.
I didn't know I couldn't say it.
It all comes back around, baby.
Yeah. I don't know what it is, but there's something about you I just don't like. I'm not on board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just feel it. Like, as soon as they come up, it's a vibe. It's the way they handle themselves. Or you're like, I know. So it's usually what it is for me. Like, I know somebody just like you, and I didn't like that motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got to break past that if you are actually a good dude. And I'm like, oh, okay, that was my bad for.
I know what you're talking about. And for me, it's fun because I'm usually on the giving end of that movie. I don't know, dude. There's something very off-putting about that guy, dude. Mm-hmm. Dude, when I had the mullet, it was bad, dude. People were like, it was almost like fear mixed with disgust. It was like 15% fear, 85% just like, what the fuck? I don't get it. Why is he talking to me, dude?
What's your all's favorite place to go up on a mic here in town?
A mic?
Yeah.
Well, it's a it's either hit or miss. It's like Shenanigans Thursdays, Mike. Well, they only have it once a month. Mm-hmm. So
is that Joker's Wild?
Joker's Wild. Also by Daniel Harden. That one's good. Or Straight to L. Speakeasy. Yeah. Oh, okay. The Speakeasy, Mike. Yeah. They're both on Thursday, so you get to pick one of those.
Did Brent Reed used to run that one before he moved? Or who's doing the Straight to L one now?
Jonathan Silver.
Well, oh, okay. I think Jonathan started the open mic there. But there was the homegrown before, which Matthew Tate used to do.
Yeah, right.
And then, well, homegrown, I think, has changed hands a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Matthew Tate, then he turned it over to Jonathan Silver.
Okay. Well, that's a good hands.
You going to start coming out?
No.
No?
I did do, so they, when I was in Chicago, they do different workshops every night, and I did have a stand-up workshop. So I wrote one, like, mid to low-level joke. That's it. So I've got...
That's all of mine, dude.
That's what we got.
It's not even like it's not even good, but it's technically a joke.
Let's hear it, dude.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, I gotta think it through.
Okay. Okay. All
right. So, and I'm not gonna do like a lead in. I'm just gonna jump right in.
Okay.
It, right?
Okay.
Yeah, dude. Weird stuff happens at work. Anybody have weird stuff happen at their work?
Hell yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So I'm a playground inspector. That is a real job, I promise. Okay. So I'm doing a playground inspection. I roll up on this guy. An unhoused person, if you will, sleeping in a crawl tube on a playground, and scared him. So I didn't know what to do next. So I just went down the slide. I turn around and he went down the slide. And then we like locked eyes because we didn't know what to do. And we just started playing. We're having a real Robin Hood and Little John walking through the forest type of moment. And now I have an unhoused friend named Craig. And Craig is a great dude. But Craig cannot host a dinner party for shit.
That's good. I like that. That's good this about.
So how you like being a parking inspector, man? I mean, playground inspector. I'm sorry, playground inspector. Like, that sounds so there. Cool.
Mm-hmm. It's a fun gig, dude. It's a fun
Hell
gig.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't like that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a real thing and then just kind of stumbled into it, but it's fun.
I inspected a playground once, dude.
Did you?
For ADA qualifications.
Oh, I did that too. Yeah.
It was right when they tore down Kids Kingdom at Dublin.
Okay.
I was like inspecting it as it was being taken down.
Is that your background, like ADA compliance?
No, I had a class because I used to be. Yeah, I'm real big in the movement, dude. I'm in there, dude. That's why I hang around with these guys. Sorry. But no, it was for a class. I used to be in education, and it was for teaching children with disabilities. We had okay. That was one of our assignments, was to go to different buildings on campus. Then we had to do one that was off campus, and we chose the playground.
Nice.
Yeah. And there's a lot of shit that goes into that.
Oh,
that you don't think about.
So much more complicated than you think, just because there's like actual standards on it now. Like when Dom and I were growing up, it was like, there's some asphalt and a 30-foot swing.
Yep.
Have a good time.
I still got a mark, right? If I shave my hair low, I have a mark right here. You remember the metal playground with like the slide, I mean the swing was just a metal bar with chains on it.
Oh yes.
And so we used to twist it up and put it up there so we can we used to, you know, put it up at the top so we could do this other spinning thing. Mm-hmm. And then while I was doing the spinning thing, this girl just let it down and there's a metal pole just bam right in my head. And I still have the mark from it. They didn't give a fuck back then.
Yeah. There was never like mulch or rubber or any of that stuff. It was just like dirt or asphalt. Mm-hmm. That was it. Yeah. It was different times.
So now they get serious about it.
Now they get serious about it. Yeah,
which is rightfully so.
It's not technically law, and except in California and Texas, randomly Texas like made it law. But yeah, I mean, if you're gonna go to court, like you don't want to be on the wrong side of that.
Yeah,
ooh. Yeah.
So you come in and test? Do you test the equipment or? that's like I'm serious.
I mean,
that's
fine. Kind of. So yeah, I mean, you do have to like climb on it and like kind of mess with it and stuff. And then I like have this apparatus that's this big metal ball that I'll drop and it'll tell me like if it protects against like head injuries or not. Like if the surfacing is adequate to prevent like a brain injury.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. That's pretty neat.
Hell yeah.
I just like how Dom was like, do you get to play? You guys hiring?
It is. It puts you in some weird neighborhoods sometimes where you're like, well, see how this goes.
That's the funniest thing. He's like, why the fuck? Like, imagine one person sees you at work one day and you're just a grown man on a playground like, swinging. And then they like go somewhere else the next day and you're at a different playground. And you're like, this guy has to be stopped.
Yeah.
Have you ever had like the police called on you?
Oh, I triggered a full blown lockdown in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Shut the fuck up.
Gosh, so dude. I like, you know how school zones are. Like, they're like Chick-fil-A drive-thrus, man. Like, they're just going all over the place. So you just, I just find somewhere to park, and then I just walk to the front. So I ended up parking in the back, and I'm passing the playground. So I stopped and kind of just checked it out and then kept walking. Well, I've got like a backpack because I got all my shit in there that I'm doing the inspection with. So I looked the part. Right, like a middle-aged white dude is the guy who's shooting the school most of the time, right?
Yeah.
So I can get where they were coming from. So I hear on the intercom, like, we are going into a red alert lockdown. This is not a drill. I'm looking around like, well, I'm the only one here. This has got to be me. So I go to the front. Sure enough, everything's like locked down or whatever. So I take my backpack. I go put it on the sidewalk, like way far away from it. Make sure my hands are visible for when the police show up. And so I just sat there for a few minutes, and then, yep, two cops roll up. Like, what are you doing? And I have to, like, go in and tell them all this stuff. And finally got, like, the school to come out. It was, like, a two-hour ordeal.
Oh, my God.
It was crazy. Yes. Yeah.
Damn, dude. That is ridiculous. It's like, here's my badge, and it's like a toy.
It's like a flimsy piece of paper. It, like, looks like I made it, like, in Microsoft Word or something and then printed it out and cut it out myself.
That would be a great sketch.
That would be.
That would be a great sketch.
I'm envisioning that right now.
Me too.
Were you so nervous to be like you know, you put your bag over there and you're just waiting because you know the cops are coming?
Like, I was reasonably sure everything was going to be fine, but you just never know, like, if somebody's a little, because it's such a weird topic, right? Mm-hmm. It happens too much, and somebody might be a little itchy. And so, yeah, there was a little piece of me like, okay, I hope this goes okay. But as long as I just look as non-threatening as possible, I should be all right.
Yeah. I would have been worried about, like, one of those dads, like, listen to the scanner. Man, why kill my kid?
Oh,
this son of a bitch right here.
The wild thing, the week before I was there, it didn't happen at school, but there was, like, a shooting on a playground. It was, like, in the evening sometime, like, not at one of the schools.
Okay.
Park. So I think the whole town was a little on edge from that, and that maybe had something to do with it, but yeah, that was a first.
Wow.
Whew. That's first of all, that's a crazy story. Thank you for sharing it here. My God.
That's wild. I do tell you to make a point of, like, going up to, like, adults being like, hey, this is who I am, this is what I'm doing. If you see me taking pictures, I'm only taking pictures of the equipment. I'm not taking pictures of children.
Oh my God, you come with a full fucking camera. Back that baseball cap, glasses, sunglasses. It's like, I'm here to inspect the playground. It's so funny. I imagine it would open like it is a strange job title. I'm the playground inspector. Yeah. You know,
I mean, that's a
but
cool
when
job.
You think about it, like when I first looked it up, I mean, when I seen it, I was like, what the hell? But then you think about it, like, no, you do need to have to make sure, like you said, you're not going to hit your head.
Yeah, it's a necessary evil.
Like,
there's people involved. So, like, manufacturers make mistakes, installers make mistakes, designers make mistakes. So, just like anything else, having a gatekeeper kind of check on stuff.
Make sure it's up to standard.
Hell like the food tester.
True.
Dude.
That's right. Like the food taster.
So, are they hiring? Like, do they?
No, I don't think you're well suited for this brand.
Yeah, you might actually attract danger.
Yeah, you're right. Somebody go out there, what you doing? I'm like, hey, I'm Gordon, man. What are you taking pictures of?
No, I'm just I'm teasing you, buddy. You'd be great, man.
Thank you, man.
He's
I might
right.
Get hurt,
he's
though.
Teasing you, buddy.
I might get hurt. I fall down the slide wheel, boom, 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 boom. Now I'm dead.
All right, Ben. This ghostly Muhammad Ali over here means it's the end of the podcast. It went by so fast.
It did go by fast. It was fast.
It was a great one.
This is really
we had real fun.
Lockdowns, pigs,
playground.
I mean, it's got
sexual chimpanzees, man.
That's right.
Hell yeah. Oh, hecklers. Yeah. We had it all in here.
That's it.
All right. First improv guy. I loved it. We're going to have more. We're going to have you all more. Right here in this camera. Just say anything you got coming up, any sketches, your socials, everything you got coming up.
All right. So if you want to check Fantastic Invaders, it's just Fantastic Invaders on Instagram. That's all we got going on at the moment. Got a new show firing up on July 5th. Ooh. It is a legally distinct show from Whose Line Is It Anyway? It's called Whose Show Is It Anyway? I cannot stress the legally distinct part enough. Just enough. But it's very familiar to that TV show that everybody loves. So got that firing up. We're like revamping the Thunderdome, which is like a competition-based one. That starts back up in August. And every second Thursday is Side Chat, which is like three different improv groups performing. Got a new show premiering after that, July 11th. That's like a free play, so if anybody wants to dabble in some improv or try it out, you can come check that out. It's called the All Call Improv Ball. And third Saturday is Fantastic Invaders.
Hell
man,
yeah.
Dude, Ben's got motion.
Hell yeah. He's got a lot of doing shit around here, getting standing ovations. Man. Hey! Thank you so much, man. Yeah,
thank you
thank you so much, bro.
Guys,
for real.
Y'all are
thank
awesome.
Thank you, man.
That was cool.
That was fun, dude.
Man, that was really fun.
Yeah.